Heavenly Father, we come to you again today and just thank you for the many blessings you poured out upon us. Thank you for the wonderful weather out. And we thank you for this country we live in, and especially this part of the country that we are allowed to live in. We thank you for your Son that you sent it out on a cross. We just praise you for so many blessings you pour out upon us. We pray, God, that you be with us today and just give us wisdom. Help us to be making decisions that be pleasing to you and helpful to your kingdom, God. And we pray for those that we know of several that need your healing hand, God. And we just lift those up to you. And I'm sure there's others that I don't know about, that you would be with those and watch over their loved ones. Pray, God, for those that may be in harm's way and lift those up to you. And we just want to thank you again for the blessings you've given us, God. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to call the Taney County Commission meeting to order Monday, May 23rd, 2016 at 9:03 a.m. We have any commission remarks?
You know, I do have, and I don't know how we approach this as a county commission, and think probably we need to have a work session on it, but every time I come through Forsyth early of a morning and come across the bridge and the traffic's backed up to you can't even see the end of it as you're coming from the Taneyville direction. I don't know whether the money that's available, you hear from the state that there's new monies available, that they've finally got their match. If there's anything that this commission can do to insist upon the roundabout at the new bridge, I'm not talking about things that happen today or this next year. I'm talking about 20 years in the future, that once this bridge is put in, we have a problem with traffic at that point. I know we hear every excuse that if we put a roundabout in that area, we'll just move it up to this area or this area. You have to solve problems one step at a time. And people that travel from that direction deserve when there's a state improvement like that and the county is willing to do an equal match. And believe you me, Taney County has been one of the most and best partners to MoDOT that there is in the state. So I'm just making those remarks to the county commission and to the general public that something needs to be done there in that location. So,
and I agree. I sit in that line of traffic every morning too. So,
there she is, and you didn't get to say it to her.
Oh, he will, trust me. I'm sure he will. Give him about 30 minutes.
Next on the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 440807 through 440886, 440888 through 440899, and 440901. And then 440903 through 440904. Note there are three voided checks of 440887, 440902, and 440900. warrant number 6513 and two journal entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous regular and executive meeting minutes for May 16, 2016.
Move to approve regular and executive session minutes for May 16, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Field dirt agreement, Big Cedar Lodge.
Does this have an expiration to it?
Shouldn't.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement buying between Taney County and Big Cedar Lodge.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
MoDOT monthly update.
You got the bid recommendation.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
Bid recommendation for patrol car repeaters.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning. This was a bid that was requested by the Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Jimmy Russell, who is out of town today on meetings. He requested this bid for vehicular car repeaters, which I released on April the 16th. It closed on May the 17th, opened responses on May the 18th, sorry. It's bid number 201604-341. This particular product or item required certain specifics and specifications that limited the available vendor pool. However, I was able to find three certified Motorola vendors that were eligible for participation in this bid process that I invited via email, bid invitations, and subsequent to those efforts, we only received one bid response, and that was from Radiophone Engineering in Springfield, Missouri. Opened here on Wednesday last. I did forward a copy of that response to Sheriff Russell. He completed a thorough review and has asked me to present that recommendation to him, for him, to you all this morning. That's okay with y'all.
What was the name of the company that responded?
Radiophone Engineering in Springfield, Missouri, offered a complete and thorough response to the request, and after a thorough review, Sheriff Russell recommends them for award for these products in the amount of $52,533, which he has funds available to cover that through various funding sources that he has. He wanted me to relate to y'all.
Move to approve our award bid number 201604-341 to Radiophone Engineering. You said Springfield?
Yeah.
In Springfield, Missouri?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will notify the sheriff and the vendor.
Now we've got MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I wanted to catch you guys up on a few things. The legislative session has come to an end, and give you a little update on where we're at with various things. There was a fuel tax proposal that was going to go to the people, 5.9-cent tax increase. That did not make it through the session. I didn't make it out of the House. So we'll see what comes in the future on funding. But right now we are at status quo. So 17 cents since 1992. No change in the primary seatbelt law. We don't see movement on that. We keep trying to get a primary seatbelt law. There's all kinds of studies that show that if you can get a primary seatbelt law, the number of fatalities in your state does go down, but we don't get any movement on that. There was a movement to get rid of the helmet law. I think that failed. Every year there's a movement to try to get rid of the helmet law. Again, we are, you know, for public safety, so we always testify against that. We have a special set aside in the federal highway bill to consider tolling on I-70. The state of Missouri has a special set aside because it is an existing interstate, and the state actually had to get prior approval to even look at tolling on that roadway. We have basically 1 year left in that special consideration before they remove it. There was no movement in the legislature to consider allowing tolling, so we may have to ask for special consideration from Federal Highway to try to get an extension on that. The agency itself is neither for or against, but it is a mechanism that's available to us with special consideration from Federal Highway. So I think we would like to keep that window open. So we'll probably try to get an extension on that, but we didn't get any legislative movement on that. There was some legislation that advanced for consideration of platooning, and that does, again, have to do with I-70. It basically has to do with smart commercial vehicles, whether trucks that would, you know, basically communicate with each other would be able to be used on I-70. That legislation just basically gets rid of the tailgating statute, and because there is a statute that says that trucks can't follow too close. So that would at least allow consideration in the future if the technology is considered in our state. So that's something that moved forward. And I think that's really about it on the legislative side for us. There's lots of other things that happened this session, but those were the main impacts to us. Our draft STIP is out for consideration this month. There's usually a 30-day review period that started at the beginning of the month. The commission will vote on the draft STIP in June and implement it in July. Our fiscal year always starts in July. I think I talked to you guys a little bit about last session about what was being proposed, but I'll go back over that a little bit just so you're aware. Of course, for next year, we've still got, which was already a commitment, the Bull Shoals Bridge. They're on 76. But we're also looking at adding projects, which would be overlaying 248 right in Branson, the High Road, which has not been rehabilitated or overlaid since it was built, 65, basically from the High Road all the way down to Arkansas Line would be an overlay, Business 65 through Hollister. That would include paving and sidewalk improvements. 76, basically from 65 through the downtown all the way to the bridge improvement over Bull Shoals. That would also include some sidewalk improvements in downtown Branson. Bridge improvements on 76 over Kentucky Creek, Beaver Creek, and Caney Creek. We did a public meeting on those a few months ago. We got lots of feedback. We have been working kind of behind the scenes to try to figure out some options for keeping those roadways open and staging that construction because those bridges are kind of all right in a row. We probably will do either a public meeting or at least some type of public outreach this summer to let people know what we're proposing that we did hear, their comments, and we won't be What I'm anticipating is we will not be